Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
What if the smallest things on earth carried the biggest messages from God? What makes a seed sprout? How do seeds travel across the earth? What protects them in drought? On today's This Week in America, we welcome author and rancher Lindy Kerr, whose book, God's Amazing Creation, The Story of Seeds, blends simple science with deep faith to reveal the wonder of God's design. Drawing from her life on a New Mexico ranch and her years teaching science, Lindy shows how even the smallest seed reflects the power, wisdom, and love of the Creator. If you've ever wondered how science and faith beautifully intersect, this conversation will inspire your heart and mind. Lindy lives in the extreme southwest corner of New Mexico, where she owns and manages a 100-cow ranch and sees the beautiful land every day. She is the author of the inspiring children's book, God's Amazing Creation, The Story of Seeds, and she's with us on This Week in America. Lindy, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Oh, thank you so much, and thank you for having me on. Thank you.
It is our pleasure. I love what you've done with this book. I say a children's book. This is good for everybody, and we'll get through that as we're talking. It sort of breaks things down and brings things back in an elementary way for all of us adults that take things for granted. I'm reading about your background. You have to love going to work every day, just being out in this majestic world that's been created for us. What's that like every day going to work?
Oh, it is wonderful. And I live in the very southwest corner of New Mexico, and it is dry most of the time. We have a drought, and we're just thankful for any rain we get. But if I hadn't have been out here in the drought where I could see the Lord and how he works and makes things survive here in this harsh environment, I would not have been inspired to write the book. But every day I wake up, I go out, it smells so beautiful in the desert. We have a plant, a creosote bush, and it's not good for cow feed, but it really smells good. And I enjoy looking at the cows. It's calving time now, and looking at the new life that are just running and kicking and bucking and having a good time. It's just a wonderful life.
What a wonderful world that you get to live in every day. And she brings a portion of that alive, the seed portion in God's Creation, The Story of Seeds. The book is so well done, illustrated. We'll talk about the book and how it's been laid out. And again, it's something for young readers. They can read with their parents. They can read, and there are plenty of talking points in the book as well. The book available at Amazon, the usual places. Lindy's website is lindykerr, KERR7.com. That's lindykerr7.com. That's on the screen for the video. When you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to our website. Let's go back to the inspiration. When you're out there, how did this whole thing begin? And then you narrowed it down to seeds and possibly going to expand that with future books. But how did you decide on, I'm going to focus on seeds now? Because we all sort of take seeds for granted. And all of a sudden I'm reading this and it's like, wow, this really is incredible.
Yes. Well, as I said, I was, I came here in, and it's dry most of the time, and I was just amazed at how things survived and that plants down here have spines on them to protect them from getting completely obliterated by animals that need to eat and different things. So I was just pondering God's creation. And then one year it rained a lot. And our county agent told me that he had never seen at least 10 species of plants that were here. He had to look them up that grew and, that hadn't grown ever, but the little seed was in the ground and just waiting for the right amount of rain. And so I started thinking about that and pondering about different things about seeds. And I thought, I am so blessed to know this kind of thing in, here in this harsh environment. And I want to share how God orchestrated for things to survive. And that's my main drive is just sharing God's creation, and that he actually did everything, orchestrated everything, and to him be the glory. And I just wanted to share that and share what I learned as an adult. And so I did want to make it a children's book, but there's a lot of things to learn for us adults too.
There really is, as you're reading this. And talk a little bit, just briefly here, about the qualities of seeds. I mean, we think of a seed as, okay, it's just a seed and it will eventually grow into something. When you look at how he's taken care of the seed, and the seed can adapt and fly through the air and all of this, all the different qualities, and you go into that in detail, and there really are different qualities, aren't there, to seeds?
Yes, well, seeds are, each seed, each species of seed is different. They all have the ability to, they have a little plant inside there. And, you know, it's miraculous. Like, how in the world does it sprout? Well, God made the little plant inside the seed. And so that's one similarity that all seeds have. But there are different kinds of seeds, big seeds like fruit, you know, peach seeds. And there's little bean seeds. And then there's a tiny, tiny little mustard seed. And they all have that quality. But then, you know, to go around the world, like, you know, the Lord put it in, some seeds have like a dandelion, you know, you foo on it and all the seeds go flying off in the air. And then, you know, some seeds just drop to the ground, and some seeds, you know, have little wings that kind of flutter around. And then, of course, there's the coconut, which, you know, is a big, huge seed, and it'll fall, you know, into the ocean, or, you know, the tide will come up and it'll float along to the next island. And so the Lord, you know, made it where seeds can spread that way. And some seeds, like here we have called a devil's horn or devil's claw, and it's got some big horns that are just right to hook onto some animal's foot as they're walking along, or people, believe me, I know. And it will, you know, it'll stay on their foot for a while, and then it'll finally drop off. And then that's where the seed will be planted. So there's a lot of different qualities about seeds. And I didn't even name near all of them in the book. I just chose some of the ones that were familiar to everyone.
Yes. The book is God's Amazing Creation, The Story of Seeds by Lindy Kerr, K-E-R-R. Her website is lindykerr7.com. As you started this, you decided you were going to focus on seeds. You've been around seeds basically all of your life. Did you learn something or gain a new appreciation for what God has created with seeds when you started doing the research and putting the book together?
Yes. Well, even as a little child, I loved outside. And I recognize that God made everything. And there are so many wonders. And when I started thinking about seeds, I did just, you know, the most amazing thing to me is how they sprout. You know, they get covered up with a little dirt. And then when the right amount of rain comes and the right amount of warmth comes in the spring, you know, they wait. They wait all winter. They don't just sprout whenever they get enough water. They wait for the warmth too, and then they won't sprout unless they've got enough water, and then they just sprout, and it's like the Lord did it. And I cannot. For me, I'm never gonna get over the wonder of God's creation and everything. You know, I think, well, how does a little baby's heart start beating? You know, and, you know, how do these things happen? How does, you know, a woman go into labor? Or, you know, just different things that you think there's only one way, and that's our Creator. And the seeds are just a beginning of the ideas I have going around in my head to share. I actually want to write some more books, and share all of it is about God's creation. That's my thing. That's my passion. And that's what I want to share with other people.
The book is receiving excellent reviews. What do you hope the message is that people take away from reading the book? You touch on a number of themes, and we'll talk about that. But what do you hope the takeaway is as they read this? What do you hope when they put the book down? You mentioned the wonder and how sometimes we take things for granted. Is igniting that, is that one of the things you hope is a takeaway?
Absolutely. That is it. I would like people, when they put the book down, to go outside and take a look around and take a look around at everything that's in nature, the animals, the plants, the water, our bodies. Everything is made, is created by a higher power named God. And that's what I want them to take away, is that there's no way this happened by accident. There had to be someone who did it. And the beauty of it, the miraculous things that happen, you know, I call a miracle every day, because just like seeds sprouting and just other things that are happening. And so I hope people put their book down, put their phones down.
Yes.
Go out and enjoy what is there, and just start wondering themselves and in awe of it all, because it is all around us. And I did, you know, that I know there's some people who live in cities that are limited by the nature that is around. And I hope that they will be able to get out into a park or anywhere, and things survive. The Lord made it where things will survive and in terrible conditions. And I just hope that people develop, and there's really not a word in the English language for it, but I just say the awe, the awesomeness. And that, to me, that's a lame word. It just doesn't even describe the wonder of everything, of what God did.
And you talk about the art of wondering. And in fact, you've got some parents that have written a review saying, this really gives me a chance to talk about that with my children and encourage them to get out and do that. How important is that? And I know that's something you talked about with your students in your science class, the yes. art of wondering. How important is that natural curiosity, rather than just look at something, take it for granted, and go back to your screen, you're actually going to look at it and really appreciate it?
Yes, it's so important. And I did, when I was teaching science, I did just tell them, in fact, we went out side on the playground and started growing some peas, and we had a little experiment going, but I was trying to get them to see how the peas grew. And then, you know, we did some experiments with fertilizer and things like that in our science class, and I wanted them to go out and just discover for themselves the beauty that God has and the wondrous things that he did. It was just a real joy to teach them, and hopefully they learned something.
Well, I'm sure they did, and that curiosity that you've piqued in them by going out and looking around, and not just and seeing so many things when you go outside and you just look around and appreciate being out in nature and what is there. The book is God's Amazing Creation, The Story of Seeds. The author, Lindy Kerr, K-E-R-R, is our guest on the program. Her website is lindykerr7.com. That link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, book available wherever books are sold. What has this been like for you? Have there been rewarding moments, maybe comments you've had back from a reader, or just the satisfaction you have for sharing the story with so many people?
I have, everyone I've shared the story with enjoyed this story. And some of them said, you know, I was reading this to my kids and I didn't realize this, or
yes,
I didn't think about that before. And so, you know, and then I was talking to one mother and she said, yes, you know, every time I say, well, go get a bedtime story, they'll run and get my book. And so that's really rewarding. But the most rewarding thing, I think, is when a mother shared that that they were outside walking or looking at a seed. And then her little boy said, oh, this is like Mama Lindy's book. And that's what they call me here, is Mama Lindy. And so then he quoted, you know, something in the book. I can't remember the particulars, but, you know, it made me feel like maybe some people's eyes are being opened and to look around and just see the wonder of nature and who made it.
When they start reading and they realize the majesty again of what all has been created, seeds and the entire world out there, and you go on to the next step and the next step, and it's just an amazing journey that you're taking these young people on. Talk about laying the book out. You start with a Bible background. You talk about God and putting the earth together and the time he spent with the plants, and you end up with telling everybody a step-to-step, step-by-step guide on how to grow your own. Talk about laying the book, because it's very comprehensive and it's written in a language that we all can understand.
Well, that's what, you know, one thing I started with Genesis, and I thought, okay, let's start in the beginning. And so I started with that. And then I went on to just jot down things about seeds that I knew. And I tried to put it in order of, you know, some kind of organized order of how people can comprehend those kind of things. And then I did, I wanted them to see for themselves how a seed sprouts. So that's why I encouraged on the back of the book, I put, okay, this is how you plant a seed. And hopefully I did it okay. But I wanted to share with that. And then I also shared about how Jesus died for our sins and he's raised up like a seed too, and to make a lot of harvest. And, you know, I just feel like to God be the glory for everything. And so I wanted to end on that, to make sure that I want people to realize that everything is tied in together with God's creation. God's has creation, and then he sent his son, and so many stories in the Bible relate to farming, or, you know, or ranching, the lambs, yes, the sheep. And so that's the main focus. But like I mentioned before, I will write more books, and all of them will have that kind of focus on how awesome our God is.
And I understand you have pretty well in your mind lined up the next couple of books. You've got ideas. I assume you just walk outside for about a half hour or so, and you've got 20 ideas that you can talk
right
about, and you can relate under this general theme of God's amazing creation. How are you? Have you started work on another book yet?
I have started on the book, God's Amazing Creation, The Story of Birds and Nests and Other Things. That's kind of a long title, and I might change it after a while. But I wanted to talk about the things that what I've observed about birds. And then I have another idea about a living cell and what goes into that. And I know this is a children's book, and I can just imagine how to illustrate that. But when I was in college, the professor handed out, it was an 8x11 piece of paper, and the whole thing was one cell and all the things that went in, you know, that were happening in the one cell. And so I want to try to simplify that in order for a child to understand it. But to me, it's like, what? All of these things are going on in one little bitty tiny cell of ours, and then we have millions and millions of cells. And then how in the world does each cell fit together, you know, one little cell fit together with another little cell to make us look like our parents? You know, I
yes.
mean, it's just there. You're right. The ideas are endless. I could write, I don't know how many books, and I want to write as many as my life will let me.
Well, we can
and share that.
If you go to Lindy's website, it's a great website to bookmark, because you can check and see when how she's working on new books and when they're coming out, and order the books there as well. Lindy Kerr, and Kerr is K-E-R-R 7, LindyKerr7.com. Link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Plenty of ideas. Looking forward to those. A couple minutes left at the end of the program. I'm fascinated with your background in ranching and all the years you've been doing that, and all we hear about farms in jeopardy and the big industrial farms are coming in and taking over, and times are very difficult. What's it like in ranching now, and how much has it changed it over the years that you've been in it?
Oh, well, we are always protecting our lifestyle, not our lifestyle, but our livelihood.
Yes.
And there are a lot of laws that come in and obliterate. There was one a while back, and I think it got defeated, but you know, there's a lot of political things going on that are that really do they're dangerous.
Yes.
For us, for our livelihood and what we're doing. And it's just a continual thing. Well, my brother has sheep in Colorado. He has 2,000 head of sheep, and they just introduced the wolf. And so that is detrimental to his sheep. And so, you know, not wanting to get into so many politics or anything, but those are some of the things that we...
Yes.
We have a hard time, and there's less and less of us, and more of people who really don't realize. And, you know, really, that's one thing that I hope people will take away from my little books, is that there's a life. Their food comes from somewhere. And it's important to protect that food supply at the very base level, which is us, the ranchers and farmers. And if we go away, their food is going to go away. And so we need to educate the people on what is really going on. And the people in towns and cities, it's hard for them to understand what's happening. And when we do have, a lot of times we'll invite some people, even from our just little local town, to come out and help us brand or just be a part of something that we're doing. And they're always amazed at what we do and how hard we work, and just the different aspects of it. My husband, that is my husband right now, he grew up in a city area, and he just knew that beef came from McDonald's. And when he started dating me, he found out all different kinds of things about the beef and where it actually came from, and the process and the years it takes to grow a little baby calf into, you know, your steak on the table.
Yes.
Or your hamburger at McDonald's. And he was just like, whoa, I had no idea.
And so, most of us would be in that category. Yes, where we'd be surprised,
right,
when we find out what actually goes in this. And I love the passion for what you're doing, and the passion that you have for sharing what you've learned with young people and parents all across the country. The book is so well written, so well laid out, God's Amazing Creation, The Story of Seeds by Lindy Kerr. That's K-E-R-R. Again, website, lindykerr7.com. And you can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Book, of course, available at Amazon, all of the usual places. Lindy, a pleasure having you on the program. Hopefully there'll be books and more conversations. I love the opportunity to talk with you. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much for having me, and I just appreciate it so much.
It has been our pleasure, and I want to thank Ink Start Media for arranging our conversation today.
Yes.
Offering both publishing and marketing services and packages, and information on Ink Start Media on our website. You're listening to This Week in America. Our guest again, Lindy Kerr, website lindykerr7.com. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.